This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with David R. Blaske, who is a clinical pediatric specialist in occupational therapy and certified specialist in the evaluation and treatment of sensory processing disorders and sensory integrative dysfunction. A certified early intervention specialist and trained NICU therapist and a published author and also a nationally known lecturer on SPD and DSI, he's also the inventor of the patented aquatic stabilizer apparatus and award-winning lower extremity orthosis for use in aquatic therapy for individuals with cerebral palsy. He is also the CEO of Medical Devices LLC of Highland, Indiana. David, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. So for starters, tell us, what is the aquatic stabilizer apparatus?
Well, the aquatic stabilizer apparatus is the first and only bilateral lower extremity aquatic therapy brace that ensures and allows proper hip and leg alignment, commonly used in swimming. It allows for increased ability to control a child who has cerebral palsy. It basically will allow them to swim regardless of the level of their cerebral palsy with little to no assistance.
What was the inspiration and how was this all developed?
Well, it was the development of it actually began a number of years ago when I was actually treating a child with cerebral palsy. She was a 5-year-old little girl with spastic diplegia, which is one of the forms of cerebral palsy. And her aquatic therapist, who was a physical therapist, was always lamenting the fact that there are a lot of gait training orthotic devices out on the market that control the type of spasticity she has and other children when they're on land-based therapies, learning to walk and stuff, but there's really nothing you can adapt to a swimming pool. If you try to put those type of braces or orthotics on them, the child would sink to the bottom of the pool. They were that heavy. So I went home and I basically designed a type of brace. I talked to my brother Kevin, who's the co-inventor of it, and my brother was able to find aluminum alloy that would match the strength of the stainless steel used in other orthotic devices, but was lightweight. The unique feature of the device that we invented is that it allows a child to have neutral buoyancy. In other words, not too heavy as to sink, not too light as to float. And so we took the device, we made it in his garage over the weekend, we took it into the first aquatic therapy session with this little 5-year-old girl, and this little girl that required the physical therapist to basically need more than two hands to control her in the pool to help her swim or to use her legs properly, we put this device on her, and the very first time we did it, she started swimming like any other child would. In fact, the physical therapist actually took her hands off the child, and she was able to tread water in an upright floating position. And since then, the device has gone through many different developments and adaptations. It's gone from weighing 1 pound and 1.5 pounds to 6 2-quarter pounds, and now it actually is totally able to continue to float, allow the child to swim. And every time we have tried this on any kind of child, regardless of the level of cerebral palsy, they've been able to swim with little to no assistance, which is a big plus for the physical therapist because now they have the extra set of hands they need in the pool. They can put this device on a child and actually guide them through the movements that they need without actually having to do additional handling.
Quite impressive. Tell us, what are its unique features?
One of the things I wanted to devise, because I'm a therapist myself who works with a lot of orthotics and braces, I wanted to create something that was user-friendly. In other words, first and foremost, that it didn't require a special orthotic specialist to come out and adjust it frequently like some orthotics are. This device is portable. It can fit in a backpack. It can be something that a parent or a therapist can totally adjust. I also made it user-friendly in the fact that it will grow with the child. A lot of times when you have orthotic devices and things in therapy, when a child goes through a growth spurt, you're having to buy a new device or anything like that. However, this device can telescope out. It's designed so it could be totally adjustable. It will actually, so that will save them having to buy a new unit each time it's used. The parts can be changed out They're adaptable to either side, so there's less work, less hassle, and more fun for the child and more benefit because it allows them to participate in activities that their siblings do, their peers do, and have fun while doing it.
Today we're joined by David R. Blaski, a published author, a nationally known lecturer on SPD and DSI, and the inventor of the patented aquatic stabilizer apparatus. He's also the CEO of Medical Devices, LLC of Highland, Indiana. You're on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Is this apparatus currently available for purchase?
I have right now over 25 orders from parents and therapists who have viewed the YouTube video of it or seen it in person. However, the company, Medical Devices LLC, was the LLC that was formed by my brother, I, and a couple friends to hold the patent under. We're not a manufacturing company. And so our original intent was to find an established company that would be willing to lease the patent. Since we've already gone through the process of obtaining the patent, we have full CAD drawings, we have everything that they could begin to manufacture this device already, but we're looking for a company that would be interested in leasing. That's what we've been searching for the past few years, is to lease the rights to the patent, produce it, pay royalties, and be able to be the distributor of it. So we already have a ready-made clientele waiting to buy this thing, and I constantly get people who are interested in having one the minute it comes out. So we're just looking for the company that's wanting to pick this thing up and look at it, because I think it will be the next big thing in therapy. It won the MATIC Award in 2012 at the American Occupational Therapy Conference for Best Innovation of the Year, and everybody's excited about it who sees it.
And with total reason, if a company would be interested in leasing the exclusive patent rights for manufacturing, how do they contact you on this?
There's a number of ways. They can go to our Facebook page, which is Aquatic Stabilizer Apparatus, Medical Devices, LLC. There's ways you can contact there. You can contact me directly through my email at dblaski@comcast.net, or you can call me directly at 708-284-3222.
Well, Mr. Blaski, we certainly have enjoyed having you. This is absolutely awesome, and look forward to getting the word out on this. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with David R. Blaski, a published author, a nationally known lecturer on SBD and DSI, and the inventor of the patented aquatic stabilizer apparatus. He's also the CEO of Medical Devices, LLC of Highland, Indiana. And once again, the website best for contact and reference, it's facebook.com/medicaldevices.llc. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.